Welcome back again to episode 3 of Laugh While You Scream. I'm your host, Robin Bagayoko. I appreciate you guys coming back once again. We're gonna have a good time,
you guys.
This one's one right here. This movie right here really got me, you guys. I gotta be honest. This one was a creeper. But we're gonna get into it. We're gonna make it funny. We're gonna make it fun, right? Because that's what we do. So yes, thanks for coming back again. Let's start with our disclaimer, shall we? For those out there that still need clarification, that you know, once you come here, I'm gonna spoil the movie. I'm going through the whole movie, so it will be spoiled. So if you want to see the movie, please see it first and then come on back. But let me just give you a quick disclaimer real fast. Okay, so I will be discussing a movie that you may or may not have watched, and it is to your discretion on whether or not you will still be listening. If you would prefer to see the movie before listening, please do so and return for the commentary. If you are totally fine with not seeing the movie, but would still like to hear the commentary, stick around and enjoy the audio. How you guys doing? We are still in Pisces season. So happy birthday to all my Pisces. This is your year. Okay. So today we are discussing the movie Smile. Okay. Which, like I said, this one, it kind of got me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. It did creep me out. But yeah, so Smile came out in 2022. It is rated R. So like I said, don't watch it with the kids. It's not a, okay, come on, family, movie time. No, adults only, okay? With a runtime of 1 hour and 55 minutes. It has an IMDb rating of 6.5 and a Rotten Tomato rating of 79%. Audience rating of 3.7 out of 5 stars. Don't forget, like I said, you guys, that IMDb rating, once it's over 6, sometimes even once it's over 5, like a little bit like 5.5, it's okay. It's pretty good. It's pretty decent. It's not a flop, okay? Once it's over 6 for sure, it is not a flop, believe me. Horror movies are not easy to make, okay? It's not easy to scare some people, for real, because almost every scare tactic has been done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what can you try that's new and fresh that's really going to scare some people off their shit? That's what it's really about. Like, what are you really going to do? What's new and inventive? These people got to really rack their brain up to scare y'all folks, because y'all are getting less scared of shit as time goes by. So yeah, that's why, you know, give them a chance. Because even if, you know, you're like, 6.5, give them a chance. Because scary movies ain't easy to make. They not easy to make. It ain't like your typical romance and your typical, you know, other shit, comedy, you know. Like, you can easily come up with some comedy and some romance and some stuff like that. But horror, to scare the shit out of people, you got to work hard at that shit. Because it's all been pretty much done before. So you got to work really hard to scare the shit out of folks. Okay, so you know I like to tell you, you know, where you can see it. Because I would prefer that you see it before you come back and we all have a good time. So it is available on MGM Plus, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Sling TV, the Roku channel, Filio, is that what it's called? Google Play, Fandango at Home, Apple TV, and YouTube TV. Also, I forgot I'm going to discuss like when it came out. It came out in 2022, September the 30th of 2022. I did see it in the theaters. I spent my little coins and went into it. It was directed by Parker Finn and the distributed by Paramount Pictures. So Paramount Plus is probably the best place where, you know, buy a Paramount Plus membership, because believe me, they always, them and HBO, they always got the good shit. You know what I'm saying? So maybe get them too to keep you you know, up on your movies. Okay, so like I said, we're going to be discussing Smile. Are we ready? Ready to get into it? Well, before we get into it, of course, you know, I got to do my thing, right? I'm lying. I'll save that for the end. Okay, so let's get into this movie, you guys. Grab your popcorn, grab your whatever the hell you need, and let's get started. Oh, wait, oh, snap. I forgot to tell y'all about these main characters, right? I'm slipping. Okay, so our main characters, and we have eight this time, but one of them, she's kind of just there for a little bit, but she counts. Okay, so we have Sosie Bacon as Rose Cotter, Caitlin Stacy as Laura Weaver, Kyle Gallner as Joel, Cal Penn as Jackson, Jillian Zinser as Holly, Robin Wager as Dr. Madeline, Jesse T. Usher as Trevor, and Judy Reyes as Victoria Munoz. Okay, so those are our top eight. We got eight this time. So those are our top eight characters. Please remember who I said is what. Whose character, if you know these people, then you can kind of, you know, if you don't want to watch, like I said, you can kind of picture as I'm saying the actors with the names that I just mentioned. Okay. All right, let's get into it. So our movie starts out with this lady laying on the bed. Like, she looked like she just cracked out laying down. The bed looks gross. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she ain't slept in 50 days. Her eyes are open. They're not closed. And she's just laying there. And then it's kind of panning through. We seeing like pails on the ground, laundry piling up. And you know what? I think they throw that laundry in there on purpose. Because, you know, when you really lazy and you just like fuck life, that laundry will pile up on you. That's like, that's how you know you can't handle shit sometimes. Is when that laundry piles up. So they kind of threw that in there. Like, you see this laundry right here? Yeah, this bitch is going through it. So there's pills everywhere. And I'm like, how do you even keep up with your medication if you got open bottles? You're just taking random pills whenever you feel like you need your medication. I don't know what they would have done there, but yeah, there's pills everywhere, food on the ground. The place looks a hot ass mess. Okay. And she's just laying on the bed. So you kind of realize this lady is going through it. And then it shows a little girl standing in the doorway looking at her. Okay, so then we hear a phone ring, and it wakes up the next scene of where we see our Rose, and she is a therapist. She works in a psych ward. It looks like a psych ward. I'm sorry, I got all the information, but I'm assuming it's a psych ward, like a psycho place. So then she gets a phone call to come meet up, you know, come to the room with her patient that she needs to be talking to, and it's this man that's there talking to himself. Okay, so she tries to talk to him, like, you know, because he's kind of having a manic episode. And she's like, you're going to be all right, bitch. You're going to be fine. And he's like, no, I'm going to die. Da, 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 da. So she's like, no, you're going to be cool. I promise you. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. So, you know, she talks to him or whatever. And then she comes out the room and goes to talk to one of the receptionists. So the receptionist lets her know that he wants to see her. The main doctor of the hospital, he wants to see her, who's played by the actor Cal. He wants to see her, to talk to her. And as that scene cuts out, we see that the ambulance is pulling up, and we just hear somebody losing their shit. Okay, we can't. It's like from the top. You know what I'm saying? Like drone image from the top. We see somebody losing their shit coming out of the ambulance. Okay, so we see her, you know, she goes to the office and she's talking to the main doctor, and he's, you know, they're discussing like financial things, you know what I'm saying? Like she's looking after a patient that no longer has insurance because she really cares about her patient. You can tell she's very concerned about the well-being of her patients. She's very compassionate. She feels what they feel, you know what I'm saying? They get up in her soul. So she goes back to her office. She's closing up. She's leaving. Her phone starts to ring. So she decides to come back and pick it up. So Laura goes to, okay, so they give her the breakdown. I'm sorry. They give her the breakdown that, you know, when she picked up the phone call, she went to go see about what the patient, who the patient was. So they're saying that it was the student that, you know, she witnessed her teacher bludgeon himself with a hammer. So she goes to, you know, talk to the patient or whatever, because apparently she's losing her shit. Like I said, she's a therapist. This is like a mental place. So she goes to go see about her. And then, you know, she opened the door and the girl's all up in the corner. Her name's Laura. She's all up in the corner. And she's like, you know, looking all crazy. So she says, you know, how you doing or whatever. And then she's like, you know, she don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? She going through it. She just witnessed somebody fuck herself up with a hammer. So, you know, she losing her shit. So, yeah, she's like, okay, so let's have a seat. You know, let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's have a seat. Let's sit down. Okay, so she's telling her, you know, once they're sitting down, she's like, what's today? What's the time? What's the month of the year? Blah, blah, blah. You know, she's trying to see if she's mental or whatever. So she's like, no, I'm not mental. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking losing my shit, bitch. I'm seeing shit. You know, I'm not, like, she's saying that she's, like, up for a PhD. So she's really smart. You know, she says she's a PhD candidate or whatever. So she's a really smart, smart person. So, yeah, so she's trying to ask her, you know, like, has your family been going through some shit? Like, come on, talk to me. Somebody must be going through some shit because you losing your shit. And this thing is hereditary. You know what I'm saying? Because they always think once you're losing your shit, that shit is passed down from somebody else onto you, that you losing your shit and being crazy. So she's like, no, you don't understand. You know, I'm seeing something, and whenever I see it, it just smiles and looks at me crazy. And so, you know, Laura being her therapist, I mean, Rose being her therapist, so she's like, yeah, I know, it's okay, calm down. You know, she's trying to calm her down. She's like, all right, I understand. I feel it. I know. Smiles. I get it. I know it. So, yeah, she's trying to calm her down. So then Laura looks down, then she looks up, and she starts to lose her shit. And she's like, oh, my God, it's here. It's here. La, 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 la. You know, she starts to lose it. Like, she's fucking losing it at this point. So she's, you know, then she falls on the ground and she starts to make, like, gasping, gagging noises, like something's coming into her soul. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, this scares the shit out of Rose. So she's, like, going to call somebody. She's like, okay, I need somebody to come in here right now because this bitch has lost her shit for real, and not for play. So I need somebody to come ASAP. Okay, so then she turns around and she sees Laura standing there with a damn creepy ass smell on her face, and then she has a piece of glass in her hand and she slices her neck, like she slices from ear to down to her neck, and she starts bleeding and she falls down. She's dead. She clocked out, y'all. She clocked out and she's bleeding, and she still has like a smile on her face while she's down there, you know, going like the wind. And I'm just looking like, dang, all that education, PhD candidate, gone like the wind. That sucks. So, but okay. But Rose was standing there just looking at her, you know, just looking, staring, witnessing the whole shit. So, you know, she's traumatized. And we see the other staff member coming. They rush in. You just see them white pants and them damn ugly white shoes, you know, running around trying to figure out what's going on. And then we see Laura on the ground. You know, she got a tear in her eye because, like I said, she is traumatized. And then they show the title, Smile, Smile, Smile. So then we see her in the room with, like, detectives. You know, they're trying to figure out what happened. Explain to us what happened. So then she's like, she works in a psychiatric unit. So they're thinking, okay, she's just a crazy ass. And she just lost her shit. That's it. Crazy ass. You know, investigation over. So she's like, no, you know, she wasn't crazy. And she said, you know, while before she died, she was smiling. She was. So that's the part that kind of got you right there. She was smiling. One of the detectives so happens to be her ex-boyfriend. Coinky dinky. So then we pan to another scene where she is leaving, heading home. And we just see, you know, above like I said, drone images down on the street, and she's driving in this red, I think it's a Kia that she got, and then she didn't even stop at the stop sign. She was driving, and there was like a yield sign. She didn't even yield. I just want to throw that in there. And let me just say this, y'all. If nothing else is going to get y'all, the damn sound effects. Some sound effects creep up on me. They crept up in my soul. Some sound effects going to get you. So we see she comes home, and she has a cat. You know, just keep in mind, she has a cat. She has a cat, y'all. So she looks at the cat. And then next we see her take a shower. And I'm like, you ain't even feed Mr. Nibbles. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Nibbles looked like he was hungry. I'm just kidding. His name ain't Mr. Nibbles. His name ain't Mr. Nibbles. It's Mustache. That's the cat's name. It's Mustache. So she takes a shower. And then we see her in the kitchen getting some wine. You know, she had a long day. Go ahead, girl. Have you a drink? So she's preparing to have a drink. Mind you, she's in the kitchen. It looks like she didn't even cut the lights on. I'm like, why is this fucking dark in the kitchen? The place that has the most light in the house always tends to be the kitchen. Why is your kitchen dark as fuck? I'm just saying. So she's drinking. She takes, you know, she drinks all of it. Because like I said, she had a long day. Girl, drink that whole damn bottle. So she's taking her time looking around the kitchen. I'm like, you just had a traumatic experience. Why are you in the fucking dark? Silently looking around, and she thinks she sees her patient Laura in the body bag just staring at her. So then her fiance comes, and he's like, you know, Rose, and she drops the glass. She drops the wine glass because she's startled. And that man did walk up really quiet, though. He kind of crept up on her. You didn't even hear not a footprint, not a door open, not a nothing. So of course her fiance is like, oh shit, bitch, I didn't mean to scare you. My bad. So, you know, he's seen that she's looking all down and depressed or whatever. So he's like, what's wrong? Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. And she's like, well, a patient died today. Yeah. La, 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 la. So apparently they're supposed to be going to a dinner. So, you know, he's like, you know, maybe you should skip. Maybe we should skip on going to this dinner. It's a dinner with her sister and her sister's husband. So she's like, maybe we should just skip on a dinner altogether, you know. And she's like, nah, she hired a sitter, blah, 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 blah. We're going to go. So she's at dinner with her sister and her sister's husband and her fiance. And you can tell her sister's one of those Pilates and stay-at-home mom and blah, 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 blah. You know, so she's sitting there talking about how hard her day is, you know, as a stay-at-home mom or whatever. And Rose is just sitting there looking like she ain't listening to shit. So then she asked her about Saturday. Like, you're going to be there on Saturday, right? Because apparently Saturday is her nephew's birthday party. And she's like, nah, I'm going to be going to work. And then she's like, no, you know, why are you always working all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then they mentioned the house that they grew up in. And she's like, why don't you just sell the house so you know you can get money from the property or whatever. And she's like, Rose is upset. She's like, everybody just shut up. Y'all talking too much. You talk too much. Just shut the fuck up, bitches. So then they get back home and she's finally feeding this fucking cat. And why is it so dark? It is so fucking dark in this house. Why is it so dark? I'm just wondering. Why is it so dark? But yeah, she feeds the cat and the sleep. Okay, so Rose is back at work and she is, you know, trying to check on, you know, the patient, Laura. She needs more information. So she goes to talk to the receptionist, you know, give me some more information, what's going on with the patients, blah, blah, blah. And then her ex-boyfriend shows up because, like I said, he is the detective. So he's like, I came, you know. So she's like, why are you here? And he's like, you know, I just came, you know, because yesterday, you know. So I just came to check on you, make sure you're okay, see if you still love me. I just came to check on you, girl. I'm just kidding. He didn't do all that. But yeah, he was just like, I just came to check on you, you know, see how you're doing. Yesterday was crazy. And keep in mind, we need to keep in mind, Rose dresses in like, you know, she dresses real put together, you know, flannel shirts, you know, cashmere sweaters. She's a very, you can tell she's a very put together kind of woman. You know, we got to keep that in mind because it's just something, just put it, write it down. Okay. There will be quits. Write it down. She keeps her shit together. She looks very put together. So, yeah, like I said, he's just there checking on her like, you doing all right? You doing okay? You know, yesterday was crazy, but, you know, yeah. So then she tells him, you know, I don't need you to check on me. And then she just walks away. So the reception's like, you know, she's engaged, right? Like, back, bitch, she's engaged. But I'm single. Well, you can get a piece of this. Okay. Well, then we see her back in her office, and she's going over the report from Laura's case, and her sister starts to call her. Okay, so she is talking to her sister, and her sister's like, you know, I just want to apologize about yesterday, you know, la, 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 la. So while she's talking to her, she decides to look out the window. And then she looks, and she just sees one person looking up at her, and it looks like it may be Laura. We all know that Laura clocked out. Laura's gone like the wind. But she thinks she sees Laura down there, so she quickly, you know, closes back the blinds or whatever. So then we see her walking, you know, she hangs up with her sister. And then we see her walking, you know, just, you know, doing her rounds, I guess, just looking around, walking. And she passes Carl's door, and he's just sitting there smiling a creepy-ass smile. And then he starts to do that shit where he's talking to himself, where he's like, I'm going to die, you're going to die, everybody's going to die, you know? So she goes in there, and she's trying to talk to him, and she's like, Carl, you know, Carl was her patient from the beginning. Let me mention that. So she's like, Carl, you know, she's snapping her fingers or whatever. He doesn't seem to be budging. She's like, Carl, you know, trying to get his attention. So then he looks at her and he starts going, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. Whatever. So then, you know, she starts to be like, oh my God, he's going crazy. I need help with this patient and whatever room he's in. And then, you know, all the men come in to rush to like hold him down. But when they got to the room, you saw that he was like laying down. He wasn't sitting up. He was laying down. So, you know, she's having a moment. She's seeing shit that's not actually happening. So she had them jump on this damn bed for no damn reason. Just because, you know, she just thought she saw him losing his shit. So then she's in the office again with the main doctor. And, you know, he's like, so, you know, you kind of just lost your shit just now. Like, what happened? So, you know, she's like, you know, I thought it was aggressive. You know, I just thought I saw some aggression. Maybe I misinterpreted the situation. My bad. So he's like, you know what? Just take a week, you know, take a paid week off. You've been working 80-hour weeks. 80-hour weeks. That part kind of stuck with me more than anything else. 80-hour weeks. So he's like, just take a paid week off. You know, to, you know, get your mental back together. And she's like, oh, that's not necessary. Blah, blah, blah. I'd have been like, hell the fuck. Can I leave the fuck now? Can I leave right the fuck now? Hell yeah, come on. So then, you know, she's like, it's not necessary. Blah, 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 blah. So she, you know, we see her outside heading, you know, to her car because she's about to head home and take this week off. So she goes to her car and she does like a who's breathe in, breathe out. And then we see her driving on the street. And then she kind of, you know, as she's in the car, she sees like this toy store that sells like these old timey toys. So she's just, you know, she decides to go in and get like a toy train for her nephew. You know, they put it in a box, wrapped it up real nice or whatever. And I'm like, you couldn't just order something off of Amazon? They don't have Amazon right now. You can just have some shipped to your house. Either way. So she gets the toy and she is back home. Okay, so she's back at home, like I said. And she goes into the fridge and grabs another bottle of wine because, you know, she's going through it. That girl needs a drink. She needs a drink. So she grabs a bottle of wine, and then we see her grab some wrapping paper. So she's getting ready to wrap the gift that she bought for her nephew. And then she got a text from her fiance that's like, I hope you had a better day, blah, blah. And then she goes back into the kitchen to pour some more wine, and the alarm goes off. So she breaks, of course, that startles her again. So she breaks another fucking glass. I'm like, ain't you tired of breaking glasses? This is the second glass this week. This is the second motherfucking glass. Okay, so she starts to walk around to see, like, what caused the alarm to go off. So she goes to the front door. She's walking with, like, a knife. Like, what a knife gonna do, bitch? Anyway, so she's walking around with a knife. She checks the front door. The front door's closed. She comes back to where she was sitting down wrapping the gift. She hears some wind, you know, whirling around. And apparently that door's open. But, you know, she was just sitting there, so who the fuck opened it? And then the cell phone starts ringing. Mind you, again, it's fucking dark. Why is it so dark? I'm so tired of it being dark. Girl, shit, cut on the fucking TV. Cut on something. Make some noise in this damn house. So she hears the phone ring. So she picks it up and, you know, it's from the security company. And they're like, what's your name and your passcode? And are you in, you know, are you alone? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, are you sure, bitch? And she's like, what do you mean? And it's like, are you sure you didn't let something in? Turn around. So then she turns around slowly. And then the phone starts to ring again. And she notices that she never did have the phone in her hand initially. So she is, what's happening now, children? That's right. She's losing her shit. Okay, so phone starts to ring. Actual security people are on the phone. And then we see that all the cops are outside because, you know, they have to respond regardless of what's happening. Good job. Okay, so the cops are outside and then her fiance pulls up. And, you know, he's like, hey, good morning. Good evening. You know, what the fuck are y'all here? But so he's like, what happened? You know, so she's just like, you know, the police are gone. They did a check. They said everything is cool. So she goes back, you know, they're back in the house or whatever, and she's opening up the cat food to feed the cat again, and she's trying to call the cat, and the cat's not coming. She's calling the cat. Cat's not around, you know. So she, you know, her fiance's like, are you okay? La, la, la. And she's like, I'm straight. You know, I've just been having a rough day, and I got to take the week off, and I'm so la, la, la. You know, and then she's like, but I'm fine. I'm fine. I promise I'm fine. And then it's a little comical moment where he's like, did you break another fucking glass? Like, girl, stop breaking our glasses. So she goes outside and she's calling for Mr. Nibbles. Mustache. And, you know, the cat's not coming. She's calling. Cat's not coming. So then we see and we pan to another scene again where we're back to seeing the same scene in the beginning where her mama's laid in the bed. We know Nada is her mama. Laying in the bed, you know, looking crazy. And then she kind of grasps and then she wakes up because apparently it was like a dream. She was having a little dream. Okay, so apparently she couldn't sleep. So she goes to listen to the recording from when she had her patient, Laura, you know, because I guess they record all the sessions. So she's listening to the recording and then, you know, whatever the hell was going on with her. And then she thinks she hears like a little whispering part. That sounds like it's saying her name. So then she goes back and she's repeating that part. She's repeating, like, am I hearing what I'm hearing? So, you know, she's going over it again. Girl, sitting in the damn dark. Why are you sitting in the dark at a table by yourself? Anyway, so she is there going over that part. And then there's a loud rose. And then it's Laura scares the shit out of her. Because like I said, Laura's dead and gone. She's a ghost now. So, yeah, that scared the shit out of her. And she goes to grab a knife because, you know, you can always shank a ghost with a knife. So, of course, she had screamed or whatever. So that woke her husband up, met her fiance. And so he comes to see her over there shaking with a knife in her hand, just shaking. Yeah, because she's starting to lose her shit. Y'all, she's starting to lose her shit. And then now we pan to where she is going to go see another therapist. Because sometimes even though you can talk people down, you need somebody to talk you down when you're going through some shit. So this therapist is one that she used to see, you know, when her mother had committed suicide. And, you know, this was who she used to talk to. So, you know, she was surprised to see her. And, you know, she's telling her about what she's going through right now. And she wants to be on Risperdal. She wants medication. She's like, bitch, I don't even want to talk. Just give me something to just knock my ass out and just knock these thoughts out of my brain. I don't give a shit. So, you know, the therapist is like, no, we should continue our sessions. We should actually start back our sessions. Let's not do medications right now. You know, but you can always call me. So, yeah, she's back home getting ready to go to her nephew's party. Mind you, I should also mention Rose's outfit are starting to get more baggy, more saggy, more loungy. You know what I mean? Because remember, I said she used to, you know, be, you know, blouses and flannel, you know, cashmere sweaters, like, well put together, real sleek. But now she's starting to get a little grungy. So here she's back at home putting on makeup, you know, trying to put on a face, you know, put on back her same outfits that she did in the beginning to go to her nephew's party. So she arrives at her sister's house for her nephew's birthday party. And, you know, it's bright over there. It's happy. And her friends are like, oh, you're the therapist, right? Yeah, let's, you know, let me tell you about my problems and you give me some advice for free. And then they gather around and they're singing happy birthday to her nephew. So then he's all happy and everything. And we cut to where he's opening up presents and everything is all happy. And then he grabs the present from Rose and, you know, she's like, oh, that's from Auntie Rose. And so he starts to open it up, you know, smiling and everything. And then he opens the box and his smile turns into not a frown, but it kind of just goes away. The smile goes away. And so his mom is looking like, okay, so what did she get you? And then he takes out Mr. Nibble. Mustache is dead, y'all. Mustache is clocked out. And of course, Rose jumps up and she is losing it. Like, oh my God, a mustache. So then she's holding the dead ass cat that probably smells. Okay, let's not try to imagine what it smells like. But I'm pretty sure it's Nick's, okay? The cat's been dead for a minute. And then she over here cuddling the cat, holding it like it's a damn teddy bear and looking around the room because everybody looking at her crazy. Like, you just gave this little boy a dead ass cat, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? So of course, yeah, she, you know, everybody looking at her crazy, like I said. And then she thinks she sees Laura sitting in the chair as one of the guests, like one of the guests. And she's like, I knew I'd see her. You don't see her over there? And then she looks around at everybody like, you don't see her? She's sitting right over there. And then, you know, she's screaming like, leave me alone, da da da. And then Laura like pops up in her face and she falls back into a glass table, broke it, and cut up her arms. So now she's like, aah! So she was at the main hospital, like she's at the emergency room. And then the doctor from where she works, because I guess she's at the same hospital, but in the emergency room unit, he comes down and he's like, I heard you were here. You know, what happened? And, you know, she's like, you know, just mind your business, bitch. I'm just playing. So then whatever he's talking about, she looks out, you know, through the glass of her room and she sees her fiance talking to her sister and her sister's looking like, that bitch was crazy, okay? That bitch brought a dead cat to my son's birthday party. Da, 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 da. That's not what she said. You can't hear shit she said, but that's what her body language is saying. And her fiance is just looking at her through the glass like, bitch, what the fuck is happening with you? Why are you losing your shit? You know, he has that kind of face like, what is going on? Okay, so they pulled up to the house, her fiance and her, they pull up to the house in his Tesla. And they're sitting in the, he's getting ready to open the door to come out. And he's like, she's like, no, wait, you know, let's talk. So, you know, she's telling him, you know, how she feels and how it's like she's experiencing the same thing that her patient, Laura, experienced. And he's just looking at her like, bitch, you is off your fucking rocker. And I don't even know what to tell you. And she's like, just say something to me. Just please, just talk to me. And he's just looking at her like, what the fuck to say to you? So then they get out the car and then he says to her, this mental illness situation, it runs in a family, don't it? So you got that shit from your mama. The same shit that's happening to your, that happened to your mama is happening to you, basically. So he's like, yeah, I looked it up. You know, it seems like you can get that shit passed down in your genes. And she's like, why would you look that up? Like, why would you do your research? Why? And he's like, it's because why wouldn't I do my fucking research? You're coming from a damn psychopath ass mother. I could see if you go be going through the same shit, which is fair. You know, it's only fair. So then she tries to, you know, he's like, so what happened to Mustache? Did you kill him? And she's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, so what killed him? She's like, it was the thing. It was the thing. And of course, he's like, he just walked away. Because how do you explain that to somebody? You know, so he just walked away, which is fair. It seemed like she just losing her shit at this point. So it's only fair. Okay, so she is, and, you know, her fiance decided to sleep on the couch because he's like, bitch, I'm going to sleep on the couch. Because you off your fucking rocker and I can't even be in the bed with you tonight. I'm just kidding. They did not have a discussion. But he's sleeping on the couch. So she goes back to the bedroom by herself. And she has the door open. And for some reason, it just looks dark as fuck. Not a light, not a night light, nothing in the hallway. It's just dark. And she's in the room with the light on. And it just looks dark in the doorway. And like, why are you sitting in the room with the door open? Like, who does that? Especially if it's dark in the hallway, close the fucking door. But either way, she's sitting on a bed and she's doing some research and she's looking into the professor that killed himself in front of Laura. You know, looking him up to get his information, see where he lives or lived or whatever. And then she starts to hear in the darkness her mother calling her name, Rose. Rose, help me. Rose. So, yeah, she thinks she hears her mom. So then she cuts out the light and she decides, you know, just lay down and do one of those, it's not real, it's not real, that kind of look. And then we hear a horn blow. I'm telling you, the sound effects in this movie, like the soundtrack, the sound effects, that's what's really going to get your ass. So then we hear a car horn blow because apparently she kind of walked in front of a car. She wasn't paying attention. Okay, so apparently she wants to see the professor's wife. You know, so she's sitting down. You know, she lets her in the house. So she's sitting down. She's talking to her, like, what was going on with him, you know? Rose is asking her, like, what was going on with him? What did he experience before, you know, he went and fucked himself up with a hammer? And she's just like, he was, you know, talking to himself. He was screaming. He would be having these manic moments. La-di-da. And then she was like, they told her to, you know, to come to identify his body after he had did whatever he did to himself. And why this man look like his tongue all over? Like, this is not what somebody look like. They're bludgeoning themselves with a hammer. Come on now. Y'all playing games. But anyway, so it cuts to a quick scene of that. And then she's like, so did he ever say, like, explain to you, show you, you know, try to tell you what it looked like that he was seeing? And she's like, I'll show you. So she takes her to a room that has, like, paintings and drawings and stuff, because apparently he was trying to draw the stuff that he was seeing. Okay, so she's looking at the paintings and the drawings, and there's one that has, like, just darkness and, like, a smile. And the wife said this is what he mainly said that he saw, just that smile in the darkness. And then she was like, he started acting like this ever since he saw this lady kill herself in front of him or whatever. So then Rose is like, oh, so he saw somebody kill himself in front of him? You know, because she's like, she's putting her context clues together. Apparently, this person also witnessed somebody commit suicide, just like Laura witnessed somebody commit suicide. And she witnessed somebody commit suicide. So she's kind of putting her context clues together, you know what I'm saying? So then she's telling the wife, your husband's not crazy because, you know, I'm going through it too, girl. I feel it too. They coming for me too. And the lady's like, get the fuck out. Because you playing games. You playing games. Because apparently she had pretended to be a reporter to talk to this lady. And she's like, get the fuck out. Because you playing games. You're lying. You lied. Get the fuck out of my house. So then she's like, get the fuck out of my house. So then we see her in the car biting her nails. And I'm going to put that in quotation because the nails were still looking unbitten. But yeah, she's in her car. Okay, so she went back to her car, like I said, by her nails, quote unquote. And then next scene we see is where she shows up to her ex-boyfriend's house, which is the detective. So she's like, you know, he opens the door and she just walks right in. And of course, you know, I guess they haven't talked to each other in a while because now she's engaged. New life. Whatever, I'm getting off track. So he's like, you know, what's going on? And she's like, I need you to do me a favor. Can you look up such and such, which is the woman that she just went and saw, you know, the professor. She's like, can you look him up? Tell me what happened. What was the case? So he's like, you know what? Can't you just go down to the police station, girl? This is my day off. I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to watch me some TV. I'm just trying to relax, eat some cereal, take a nap. Like, why you got to come bother me on my one little day off? So she's like, please, just please. So he gets on his computer and he does his little research. And apparently, you know, like the wife said, he witnessed somebody commit suicide. So she's like, yeah, can you tell me who that was? So he said, you know, it was such and such. And she's like, okay, can you tell me what happened to her? And then he said, look into her case. And apparently she also witnessed somebody commit suicide. And then the person was smiling. And, you know, so it's like everybody that has died since this point, as what did we put our context clues together about? That's right. Witness somebody that had committed suicide. Okay. So now she's like, okay, she tells him, okay, do you have a printer? Because she wanted to print out all that shit. And then she's back on the road. So then she sees, she leaves and goes over to her. She goes home. Like I said, she left from out of her ex-boyfriend's house and she goes home. And she sees back at the house, you know, it's just her husband is there, her fiance is there. So then she goes inside and she sees that her therapist is also there, which is like, why wasn't her car in the driveway? Where, how did she get over there? So he went and brought her over there. So then she's like, why is she here? And he's like, you know, apparently you're going through some things. And I just figured, you know, let me bring her here so you could, you know, talk or whatever. And she's like, you just want everything to be good. You know what I'm saying? You see that I'm losing my shit and you just can't deal with me losing my shit. You know what I'm saying? Be honest. You can't deal with me losing my shit. You want me to hurry up and be normal again. And that's the problem. So then she decides to, you know, just leave. She's like, you know, a football for y'all. I'm a bounce. So then next thing we see that she's back at her, she drove her to her sister's house. So at her sister's house, you know, she knocks on the door. Her sister's husband comes and he's like, I don't think you should be here. Cause da, da, da. And her sister's husband is a little bitch. So the sister was like, man, get back in the house. Get your stupid ass back over here. So then, you know, she steps outside to talk to her. And she's like, you know, I'm sorry about what happened, blah, 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 blah. But basically, I'm just seeing things and I'm cursed and la, la, la. And she's like, no, I feel like, you know, she's trying to explain to her that other people are going through what she's been through and they are dead. And, you know, she's like, no, you're just going through the same shit mama did. Basically, you got the same shit. She was fucking crazy. And now you're fucking crazy. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? 1 + 1 = 2. So then she's like, no, I'm not crazy. You know, and you had left me alone with mom. So I guess the older sister had left and left the younger sister, which is Rose, you know, Holly's older sister. And she left her by herself to deal with her mama. So Holly saw the suicide and all the stuff Rose saw the suicide and all the stuff while Holly was, you know, away from it. And that's why, you know, she's trying to live this kind of lifestyle. So, you know, she's like, you're just trying to live this single, you know, not single, this stay at home, happy mom life so you can pretend like nothing happened, da, 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 da. You know, and then Holly was like, you know what? You traumatized my son with that damn dead ass cat. You need to leave. You know, you need to just get off my goddamn porch. So then Rose goes back to her car. And we see her in the car. She's like doing her hoosah again. She's like, hoosah, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And then we see in the from the view through the driver's seat mirror, we see her sister come out the house, Holly, and she's coming back to the car. So then she comes down to the car and she taps on the glass, and Rose turns around and her sister head swings on down. Like basically she's just, you know, she's having another moment. She's seeing shit all over again. Cause that did not happen. And she's sitting in the car, losing her shit, cursing and losing her shit. And her nephew's looking out the window so he can see her. And he's like, oh shit, this bitch is in the car, losing her shit. She's just in there. Oh my God, Rose. She's just going through it, y'all. She is just going through it. Okay, so then we see that she pulls up to a diner. And I'm like, why is it always a diner in these movies? Why can't it be like a McDonald's or a Wendy's, and you just, you know, go through the drive-thru? It's always a fucking diner. So she's at in front of the diner, losing her shit. And then we see her, you know, eating like a hamburger and some onion rings. And she making me kind of hungry right now. But she's eating it like it's her last meal, just chowing into it, just chopping at it. Because I'm guessing she ain't ate in a little bit. So, you know, she's hungry as hell. And she's eating like she's hungry as hell. So as she's over there chomping down on that food like a damn cake, just pigging out, just eating that shit and making me hungry. She gets a phone call from Joel and he's like, there's, you know, why didn't you tell me what's up? Like, why you couldn't just tell me what's up? Because I done looked into these cases and now it's looking fucking crazy. Like there's 20 cases. All of these people have committed suicide. Well, 20 cases and 19 people have committed suicide. So she's like, wait, 20 cases, but 19 people are dead? And he's like, yeah, one of them, he witnessed somebody commit suicide. And then he went and he found some random woman and just murked the shit out of her. Like he murdered her. So now he's sitting, he's still alive and he's sitting in prison. I guess he's on death row or something. So he's in jail. So she's like, oh shit, I need to talk to him. So then we see them heading to the precinct. Okay, so as they're driving in the car, you know, Laura is trying to explain to him, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, not Laura, my bad, Rose is trying to explain to him, to Joel, that, you know, yeah, you know, when Laura had committed suicide in front of me, it didn't look like she was there anymore. It looked like something had taken over her body. This is some kind of spiritual entity and blah, blah, blah. And then she asks Joel, you know, like, how long was it between the death of these people? Like, how long did it take before, after witnessing suicide, somebody else had killed themselves? So he was like, they didn't even last like a week. You know what I'm saying? And some of them didn't even go over 4 days. So she's like, today's my fourth day, you know. Today's my fourth day. And then he's like, look. Whatever happened to those people, it ain't going to happen to you. I promise. We're going to get through this. We're going to do this. It's going to be fine. So then she, you know, she's just looking like, yeah. And then they pull up to the precinct and they go inside. And he's like, you know, they're like, regularly we don't do this or whatever. But she goes in to speak to the guy that had witnessed a suicide, but he survived. Okay, so she goes in to speak to the man and she's explaining that, you know, it's not her. She's like, I have a patient who, you know, is experiencing the same things that you experienced. And, you know, she just wants to know, what did you do? Like, what did you do? How did you, you know, not have this happen to you or whatever the case may be? So he's like, tell the cop to leave and then I'm going to tell you what's up. You know what I'm saying? So then Joel's like, nah, my nigga, nah. But he was like, tell him to go and I'm going to tell you whatever you want to hear. So Joel steps out. Because Rose is like, please, Joe, please, I need this. So he steps out. And then, you know, the man begins to tell her, like, basically, you know, I started to experience this. And then I did my research. And I looked into where back a few years ago, basically, somebody it was happening to, he killed his neighbor. And then it got passed on to his neighbor's wife. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, basically, whatever's going on, you got to murk somebody. You just got to murder the shit out of them. And it will skip you and go on to the next person. You know what I'm saying? But you got to make it dramatic. You got to make it dramatic. You got to make it big. You got to put on a show. You know what I'm saying? Make it entertaining. I'm just kidding. But he's like, make it big. You know what I'm saying? Make it haul out and make sure somebody sees it and pass it on to them. So then she screams out, I can't kill somebody. And then he starts to lose his shit because he's like, oh, it's you? You the one that you just like a lot of you the one. So he starts to lose his shit because he's like, no, you ain't gonna get a shit to me back, bitch. You not gonna pass this shit back to me. Please get this bitch the fuck out my face. I'm not about to go through that same shit I just went through in this fucking prison. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. Please get this bitch away from me. Okay, so like I said, the man starts to lose his mind. And they take him, you know, you see them taking him back to a cell or whatever. So then Rose and Joel leave, get back up into his Dodge Charger SRT. I'm sorry. And then they, you know, we see Rose back at home and, you know, she's just over there just losing her mind. And then she's looking at the printouts that she had got from Joel. She's looking at the printouts from all of the suicide victims or whatever. She's looking at it, biting her nails, and she has like a hangnail. So she kind of bit it out, and then it started bleeding real bad. So then she go to the sink to rinse it off, and then she's looking at the knives. I don't know why she's looking at the fucking knives, but she's looking at the knives. And all the while she was sitting there, and when she came into the door as well, Dr. Madeline is trying to reach her. She keeps ignoring her phone calls. So then she's, like I said, she's in the kitchen, rinsing off the blood off of her finger. And then we hear the doorbell ring, and she looks over and sees Dr. Madeline at the door. Okay, so Dr. Madeline comes in the house, and she's talking to her, you know. Dr. Madeline's like, Trevor told me that you were seeing spooks, you were seeing ghosts. And she's like, nah, I didn't tell him that. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, so what's going on? What are you seeing? What's going on? Talk to me. And she's like, I'm not seeing nothing no more. It's cool. I'm good. I'm cool now. By the way, she's looking fucking crazy. Her hair's a mess. Like I said, remember back in the beginning, she was looking very cute, well put together, you know, shirts, you know, blouses and cashmere sweaters. Don't forget. And now she's just looking crazy. She has on like a hoodie. Her hair is all, you know, all over the place. You know, she's looking like she's out of it. So yeah, she's sitting there, you know, like, no, I'm good. I promise you, I'm straight. You know, I ain't had no sleep. So now when it got a little bit of sleep, which she looked like she slept in days. And then so her phone starts to ring. And Dr. Madeline's like, so are you going to get that? So then she's like, okay. So she picks up the phone, and Dr. Madeline's on the phone. So you already know what's up, right? Mm-hmm. This Dr. Madeline that's in front of her is not Dr. Madeline. So then the Dr. Madeline in front of her starts to smile, that creepy ass smile. And it's like, it's almost time, bitch. I'm coming for your soul. So we see where she, like I said, the thing starts to become like this big entity thing, and it starts to come after her like, yeah, bitch, I'm coming for you. And then she knows she's backing down, and then it puts its hand on her mouth and whatever. So next scene, we see her in her car back at the hospital where she works at. And it's like, but what happened, though, in between that time? How did you escape the grasp of this thing? Y'all ain't gonna explain that? Okay. But either way, she's back now. She's over at where she used to work at, in the parking lot, in her car, and she has a knife. So she takes the knife and she puts it up her sleeve. Okay, so next scene we see her back in her car. I mean, not back in her car, I'm sure, but she's walking down the hallway, and the receptionist is like, girl, ain't you supposed to be resting your brain because you're losing your shit? And she's like, no, I'm just going to my office. I just got to go grab something. So then she walks and she goes to Carl's room. And I'm like, girl, what you got against Carl? That man over there talking to himself, just losing his shit. Just let him be. But either way, she's figured at this point, if anybody else should go, it should be Carl, right? So she goes to Carl's room and she's like, shh. You know, he starts to lose his shit because, you know, last time when she came to his room, she got him, you know, messed up because she was like, he was aggressive. So he's seeing her and he's like, no, bitch, please don't let him come back for me again. So she's like, no, shh, calm down, it's cool. Shh. She's like, no. And then he's, of course, he's still like, no. She's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. So he backs into a wall, and the other doctor, the main doctor, Dr. Jackson, that's his name, he comes in and he's like, Rose, what the fuck are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? So she's like, I don't know. And then she takes out the knife and she starts to jab into Carl. She's just jabbing. And then Carl is just looking at her like, ah, you know what I'm saying? It's like he wasn't being fazed by the stabs. And then Dr. Jackson starts to peel the skin off his face. Like, it was just like a what the fuck was going on kind of moment. So then, of course, she jolts back up because apparently she was having like a little nightmare. She kind of passed out in her car. So she was like having a little nightmare in her car. So as she's sitting in the car, you know, because she just had that little nightmare, Dr. Jackson walks up to the window and like knocks on it. And he's like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? And then he looks over and sees the knife and he's like, look, let's just, you know, come out the car. Let's talk about it. And then she starts to lose her shit and she's like, no, you know, and then she's in her car. So of course she's like hitting the reverse or the drive or whatever. So she peeled up out of there. Okay. So she peeled up out of there, like I said, and she hit the road and she's driving, and as she's driving, she gets a phone call from Joel and he's like, Dr. Jackson just called me and told me that he was over there losing the fucking shit at the hospital, like you in the parking lot, like what the fuck's going on? And she's like, you know, it just needs witnesses. It needs somebody to see something happen. And I'm just not going to let that happen. You know, I'm just going to deprive it of what it needs. I'm going to face this thing head on. Bye. So then she, you know, hangs up the phone, and then he tries to call her back, and she's ignoring his phone calls, and he's calling and calling, and she's just ignoring the phone calls. And then we see her pull up to this dilapidated, old ass, raggedy ass house, grass grown over the top, and it just looks old and abandoned and creepy. So this house seems to have been her childhood home. So she's walking around, you know, she's looking at the walls and everything. The house just looked hella creepy, hella crazy, hella abandoned. And she's walking around, she's looking at everything. She's looking at her, you know, childhood bedroom. And then a little scene comes up where we go back to her past, where her mom was laying in the bed and she's like, help me, get help, call somebody to help. And she's looking at her mother and she ran away like, nah, bruh, I can't even do it. So then she walks into her mother's room as a grown adult back again. And she, you know, she's just looking around. She's looking around the whole house. And then all of a sudden we see where she kind of, you know, gets this like, you know, a boost of energy. And she, you know, is like going down to the basement, I guess. And she's grabbing shit. Lanterns and all this stuff, and she's closing all the windows, closing all the doors, making sure everything's shut, you know, locked up, locked away. And then we see that it's nighttime, so she lights the lantern. She's in this creepy ass house by herself. Girl, that alone would kill. I'll just be like, just take me that, Jesus. Like, why do I even need to go through this shit? Just come on, come take me that. Okay, so after all that, she went and, you know, she goes and sits down or whatever with her lantern. And then she starts to hear like a sobbing noise. I'm like, bitch, you in the house by yourself. Why don't you just tell this thing? So just gonna take you. Just take you now. Like, cause at this point, it's like, I'd be losing my damn shit. Like, I can't do this no more. Just take me, Jesus. So she hears the sobbing noise. And so she decides to walk to where the sound is coming from, which is her mother's bedroom. So she walks into the bedroom. And she sees her mother's there. Of course, it's not her mom, but whatever. She sees her mom there and she's talking and she's like, Rose, baby, sweetie, cupcake, come on in. You know, so then she goes in and she's like, you know, basically they're just having like exchanging words of like, you know, I know I disappointed you. I know I was a disappointment. I know you were sad and scared or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, but why didn't you help me? And then Rose was like, you know, you were a monster, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, but you could have helped me. You could have called 911. You could have ran over there next door, which I'm like, you ain't got no fucking neighbors. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no neighbors to run to because that house looks like it's by itself in the middle of the woods. And, you know, she's like, you could have called somebody, but your service probably don't work. Your service probably don't work over there in the bushes. But she's like, you could have called somebody. You could have get help for me. You know what I'm saying? And then Rose was like, no. You know, I couldn't because you're a monster and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, this is not real. And then, you know, her mom starts to say, but, you know, your mind makes it real. And then she starts to realize, okay, now this is the thing. Now it's, I'm talking to the demon. Okay. So she realizes that she is talking to a monster and, you know, she starts to back out the room or whatever. And then she felt like it turned into like this big old monstrous thing, and it threw her ass against the wall, and she, you know, it puts its hand over her mouth, and, you know, it's like basically telling her ass, you know, this is it, you're about to die, I'm all up in your head now, you're about to die. So she grabs the lantern and she sets it, you know, knocks it with it and sets it on fire. So it's on fire, it's wailing, it's like, oh, No. So then she looks at it. It's on fire. Whatever the hell this thing is. And then she goes out the door and she can feel it behind her. The house is being set on fire. It's all over now. House is on fire. The thing is on fire. Everything is good. She's gonna be good. She hops back in her car and, she's driving. We don't know where she's driving to, but she's driving. And then we can see, she's relieved. Like she's like, oosah, it's finally over. Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? God's good. That's right. God is good all the time. So then she is driving and she goes back to Joel's apartment. So she, knocks on the door and he's like, oh shit, because she looks very fucked up. She looks very messed up. She look a hot ass mess. And she, she's telling him, wait, he's like, twin, where have you been? Nobody. I'm just kidding, let me stop. So he's like, where have you been? Like, what's going on with you? So she's like, I'm really sorry, to have dragged you into this and got you caught up in all my bullshit. We ain't even together, and I'm just putting you through all this mess. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. So he's like, it's cool. And so she's like, I just need to go. I just need to lay down. I just need to close my eyes. I just need to get some sleep. I just need to lay down. And can you lay down with me? Can you just keep my company? Can you just be with me for a moment? And he's like, sure, I'll be with you. I'll be with you forever. So that's when she starts to realize something ain't right. And then he's standing there. And then the room goes dark because the room was bright. The room goes dark. And then she's realizing, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, it ain't over. So then he starts to laugh and she's looking for the door to run. And he's just looking at her, looking for the door. And as soon as she starts to run, like as soon as she's standing there, he starts to run after her, and then she starts to run away from him. So then she runs out the door and she realizes she's still at the house because she runs out the door of the house. So she realizes she's still at the house. All of that didn't happen. So she's outside the house looking like, oh, damn, shit, I thought it was over, but it ain't. So as she's outside looking at the house, because she's like, oh, it ain't over. As she's outside looking, Joel pulls up and he's like, Rose. And she's like, no. And so she runs back into the house and closes the door because, she don't want him to see her because once he comes in and sees her, then of course, it's on and popping. The thing's just going to continue to do what it do. So she goes in the house, she closes the door, and then she hears the monster like hissing like, bitch, you back? Okay, bitch. The thing comes around the corner now and it comes around. And it starts to peel its face off, and it just looks like this crazy thing with multiple mouths. I can't explain. Okay, go watch the movie, and you'll see what it looked like. And then it opens up her mouth and goes inside of her. Like she was screaming, like, ah, and then she just stopped. It's like she almost just accepts it coming into her soul. And then she, it opens up her mouth and it's coming inside of her. And while Joel is at the door trying to break the door down. So then he finally breaks the door down and comes inside and he doesn't see her. He's looking around. Okay, so he has a flashlight and he's looking around and then he, sees her, he flashes the light and sees her back is turned. But he sees her standing there with a can of kerosene oil and she's pouring it, lighter fluid, let's call it lighter fluid, and she's pouring it on herself. And then she turns around and she has a smile on her face. And of course, you already know what's up. Right, children? You already know what's up. So she set herself on, she had a box of matches. She sets herself on fire. And of course, he's sitting there looking. So what does that mean? Part two. That's right. Part two. Smile two. Because he looks at her kill herself. Okay. So it's going to go into him now. So, yeah, end of movie. Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, lolly, lollipop. End of movie. Okay, so thanks again, you guys, for being here with me once again for another episode. We are on episode number 3. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not done so already, check out the previous 2 episodes. Check out episode 2 more than episode 1. Because episode 1, like I said, it was kind of rough. But still check it out. You know what I'm saying? Give me a listen. Yeah, I really appreciated you guys listening to this episode with me. I really appreciated you guys stopping by. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. Okay? Like I said on the previous 2 episodes, I'm going to say it again. This podcast is available on almost all podcast platforms, which includes Apple Podcasts, Podbean app, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Samsung, Podchaser, and Boomplay. Also, do not forget, whatever platform that you listen on, do a review and rate 5 stars and follow. Follow first so you can always be up to date with when a new episode is available, which is every Saturday, of course, at 3 p.m. But you'll be aware. As soon as the episode pops up, you'll be aware of that. So hit the follow button. Rate 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you don't feel like it's 5 stars, that's cool. You can do 4. And that's it. That's all you're allowed to do. Okay? And then do a review. You know, I would appreciate to hear your opinions, hear what you think. You can also email me if you don't want to leave a review. You can also email me with your thoughts, anything. If you just want to say stuff to me or, you know, whatever your ideas are, you just want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Email me. My email is available on my TikTok. You can go on my TikTok and immediately just click on email. There's an email tab by my bio. So it's real easy for you on TikTok to do. Or you can email me on your own at laughtokeepfromscreaming@gmail.com. That email will also be in the description for this episode, along with all my other, you know, medias and platforms and stuff. Make sure to join my Patreon. I would really appreciate it. Please join the Patreon. There'll be better things to come as time goes by. Hopefully, you know, things keep getting better and better, and I can make merch and I can give away merch. You know, I would really love to make some merch of this stuff because the logo is kind of cool. It's kind of a cool logo. I got to say so myself. So I would love to make some merch about that. So check out all the links in my description. And be sure to check out episode number 4 next Saturday at 3 p.m., which will be on the movie Midsommar. Okay, so if you haven't seen it, please go check it out. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. And you guys have a great day. Like I said, all my links are in the description. Join my TikTok, my Instagram, my Patreon, email me, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.